Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, people. And welcome to episode number 45 of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Funk Roberts. And today we are going to talk about testosterone. Testosterone for men over 40. And I'm super excited to have our guest, Ben Greenfield, in the house. And if you don't know who Ben Greenfield is, man, like, this is somebody who's been in the fitness industry for, you know, 20 years. I first came upon him back in 2008 when he won Fitness Trainer of the Year. And, over the years, this guy is like the fitness nerd when it comes to, like, you know, anatomy and physiology and biomechanics and microbiology and biochemistry and nutrition. This is what he knows. But not only that, this guy has been multiple triathlons. He's a Spartan. I think he won one of the Spartan master races. He's been a bodybuilder. He's done so much in fitness. He's coaching people. He's been on Joe Rogan's podcast. Like, this is, if you want to know something about anything in regards to fitness and you want to get that science and research behind it, you want Ben Greenfield in your corner. And today we have him in our corner because today we're going to talk about testosterone. And it's really, you know, there's some times in life where, you know, you're doing things because you're passionate. You know, for me, this is passion to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s completely change their lives. And on a daily basis, it happens. But you're always kind of like, even though you've done your studying, even though you've done your research, there's always a little bit of doubt. Like, you know, is this, you know, am I really doing this? Because remember, not a lot of guys, not a lot of fitness trainers, not a lot of people in the industry actually produce programs and information specifically for men over 40, specifically talking about testosterone and lowering all those other testosterone killing hormones. And then today in this episode, I get validated, and I didn't ask for the validation, but it's just great to know when someone who's at the top echelon in the fitness industry, specifically on the, you know, research and science side of it, continues to talk about the same things that I'm talking about and I'm teaching you guys. It's great. And it's great to know that, you know, and sometimes it's great to hear from somebody else other than myself, because as you guys know, I preach this all the time, but sometimes it's nice to hear from somebody else who's, you know, the top of the game, and knows a lot about, you know, who digs really deep in, you know, research and science and the knowledge is incredible, because you're going to hear a lot of things. He's going to teach us a lot of things, but you're also going to hear a lot of things that you know, you're going to hear a lot of things that, oh yeah, this is familiar. Okay. And so, that's why I'm excited to have him on the podcast. That's why I'm excited that we have him on the podcast. And, I'm excited. And again, if you're new to this podcast, you're not part of the Over 40 Alpha podcast, then, or Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, then you want to join it for 30 days free. Before we start, 30 days free in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. That's all I'm going to talk about today, because I want you guys to really listen in and hone in on what Ben Toxies, shares with us. You're going to join that 30-day trial right now before you even start this podcast, because it's going to be something that will be worth, it'll save your life, save your health, change your life. Over40alpha.com. Go there right now. Join 30 days free. Come back here. Listen to this amazing podcast with Ben Greenfield. And then after the podcast is over, head into the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, and I'll be there to help you with open arms, as well as the other brothers. Anyways, guys, without further ado, Let's listen up to Ben Greenfield. We are live. We are live. We are live, brothers. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. And today we got the beast, the Ben Greenfield beast in the house. And today we're going to talk about testosterone. Ben is, first, thank you so much for being on this podcast, Ben. I truly appreciate it, brother. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm great. Just going a little walk in the forest outside my house right now and getting a little bit of vitamin D. Yeah, we all know it's important for testosterone.
Absolutely. And, it's funny because, the first time you kind of came into my radar was back in like the late 2000s when, I think it was like 2008 or 2009, you'd won like Fitness Trainer of the Year. And then, I started to really, and I was getting online. So I really started to follow some of the things you were doing. And then I saw you get on Joe Rogan. And then again, I watched a couple of, your podcasts and stuff on testosterone. And it's just, everything you've done from, bodybuilding to, New York Times bestseller to triathlons to biohacking. I mean, anti-aging, I mean, everything. It's incredible. So it's great to have you here. How are things going right now with the pandemic where you're at, man? Everything good?
Everything's amazing. I got a pantry full of sardines and tuna. I got some venison and big old ribeyes in the freezer. In case the zombie apocalypse happens, I got some gold in the safe and a lot of fresh arrows and ordered a bunch of ammunition and I'm set there. And my kids are happy. My wife's happy. We've spent a lot of time together as a family. And I haven't stepped foot into an airport or on an airplane in 3 months, which feels absolutely fantastic. That's so awesome. So things are pretty good. I don't know. I'm almost kind of dreading life getting back to normal because everything's just so amazing.
I love it, man. I love that. That's the best answer, the best positive answer I've heard in a long time, and I like that. And again, for this is a perfect time, as far as I'm concerned, for men or anyone to get into shape, to focus on on ways to improve your immune system, boost testosterone, and What is the importance of testosterone to men over 40? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys think testosterone is all about just getting big and massive and jacked, but for me, that's further from the truth.
Oh, let's assume that it is balanced properly with estrogen, which is actually one of the beefs I have with the use of aromatase inhibitors that a lot of, guys who are on testosterone will use because, the balancing with estrogen appears to offer some cardioprotective and hepatoprotective properties that would dictate that if testosterone is elevated and also estrogen is within balance, then we see cardioprotective effects, we see neuroprotective effects, we see improvements of mood, we see whether or not estrogen is present, improvements in hypertrophy and physical performance. The effects on the prostate go back and forth, but it appears there's really no risk to physiologically appropriate levels of testosterone, and even up to 2500, which I believe the measurement is in nanograms per deciliter, still even appear to be safe in that case. And so ultimately, I think that the only real downside to elevated testosterone, again, assuming that the other hormones, particularly estrogen, are in balance and someone's not taking a hefty amount of aromatase inhibitors, would be that, let me put it this way. We know that when a man gets married, his testosterone levels dip. Mm. When a man has children, like my two kids over there who are training with their jiu-jitsu instructor right now, don't get hurt. we also know that once you have kids, it drops again. And the reason for that is because it's also kind of a wandering hormone, right? Any guy who's got elevated testosterone levels knows that if he's married or has kids, sometimes you do look twice at that girl at the coffee shop or aggressiveness is another issue. Sometimes you're more prone to pick a fight during noon ball or something like that. But assuming that you're okay with the higher testosterone levels potentially making you more prone to wander or slightly more aggressive, and you have the self-control and spiritual discipline to keep those within parameters. I think that the elevated testosterone across the board is just, it's so beneficial for men. It's one of the best things you can do for your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, to keep testosterone levels elevated.
For sure. And now what are some of the tips you would give us naturally? So how would you naturally, attack this? Because I mean, again, for me, TRT is our enemy, right? Naturally, as much as possible, before we even go there, but.
Certainly. I'm going to riff on your answer quite a bit. We'll totally. Dive into some deep, dark rabbit holes here. And I'll fly through this stuff, but I'll try and be as thorough as possible.
Sure.
First of all, when I talked about getting married or having kids causing a natural low in testosterone, we also see natural lows in testosterone that might not be quite as good because of a pretty intense physiological dip. So what I mean by that is when you look at things from an evolutionary or an ancestral standpoint, anytime you're sending your body a message that you are in a time of survival or you are in a time of famine, you'll naturally downregulate testosterone levels. And that's simply because, your body doesn't want to make babies in a time of stress. Nobody would want to propagate the human race during the Dutch winter hunger or something like that, because your babies are going to die and it's not a good time to have babies. So unfortunately, we can send our body a message of famine and starvation with some pretty popular modern practices like hefty amounts of fasting or exercising in a state of severe glycogen depletion. We know that very long periods of cardio, chronic cardio, for example, would be something that our ancestors would have done when food wasn't present and they were out on a long persistence hunt, for example. Mm. And that's another situation in which we see testosterone decline, is a lot of marathoning, triathloning, long, chronic, low-intensity cardio bouts. Also, any time that nutrient density, and particularly fat and cholesterol density, are not optimized, that's another scenario in which your body has essentially sent the message that, oh, we're eating vegetables, there's not a lot of large animal game, low fat, low cholesterol, therefore we don't even have the precursors to make testosterone, mm-hmm. nor is it a time to make testosterone. So the first thing is, in addition to, if you want to keep your levels really elevated, don't get married and don't have kids, which I'm against that approach, but I am for the approach of avoiding chronic cardio, avoiding excess fasting, and avoiding excess carbohydrate mitigation if you want to keep your testosterone levels elevated. Mm-hmm. The only aside to that would be, we do see a brief natural increase in both growth hormone and testosterone if you do limit your feeding window and wait for about 2 hours post-workout to eat.
Okay.
Now, that does fly in the face of hypertrophy and muscle protein synthesis. Mm. So if you're looking for mass gain, then you should eat right after workout. But if you're in it more for the hormone and longevity game, then wait a couple hours after your workout to have your first meal or to refuel. But don't set up a constant practice of chronic cardio, fasting, and carbohydrate depletion. Now, that all being said, from an exercise standpoint, what do you do? Well, we know there's a high density of androgen receptors in the legs. So doing high intensity interval training, mm-hmm. preferably very hard with long rest periods, and heavy weight training, such as squats, deadlifts, etc., particularly using the legs, and preferably using multi-joint movements like the squat or deadlift versus, say, leg extensions or leg curls, is also a good idea. So from an exercise standpoint, prioritize high intensity interval training and weight training, heavy and hard with long rest periods, and primarily optimize don't be the guy at the gym doing curls with toothpick legs, right? you want to use your legs. So yeah. We also know that those same androgen receptors seem to respond really well to electrical muscle stimulation. So, I do a little bit of biohacking, and I'm not against the use of some of these high-end Russian e-stim devices. Like, for example, I'll walk in my gym real quickly here since I'm walking right by it. Yeah. So, there's this one thing in the gym in here. If you look at, here it is. This guy, this is called a newbie, and I can hook this up to my legs and do some really super duper intense body weight squats using about 600 pounds of force that come from these electrodes. Wow. And there's some good research on stimulation of androgen receptors using e-stim. So that's a little bit more of like a biohacky approach.
Yeah.
But electrical muscle stimulation for the legs, I've seen some good data behind. Okay. So from an exercise standpoint, avoid chronic cardio, fasted workouts, low carb workouts, optimize high intensity interval training, heavy weight training, long rest periods. From a nutrient standpoint, we know that depletion of certain nutrients are associated with low testosterone levels. Mm-hmm. So all consideration of exogenous testosterone supplementation with like a cream or a gel or injections aside, there are specific things you need to make sure you top off. That would be vitamin D, which I already mentioned. And many people actually lack the genes responsible for converting sunlight into appreciable amounts of vitamin D. And for those people, vitamin D supplementation is a must. And you can get a genetic test to determine if you're one of those people. For others, 20 to 30 minutes of daytime sunlight exposure is adequate. We also know that vitamin D, related to my comment about making sure your fat and cholesterol levels are topped off, is present in a lot of higher fat foods, organ meats, etc. So including those in your diet. Right. Creatine is another. 5 grams of creatine per day, no brainer for testosterone. Minerals for the Leydig cell support in the testes, no brainer. Like high amount of salt consumption, like a really good salt, like Celtic salt or a trace liquid mineral solution, really getting a lot of minerals in. Boron is one mineral you aren't going to find in very high concentrations in salt. So you can actually add in a little bit of extra boron via supplementation. Zinc, which has been talked about a lot, because not only is it necessary to co-administer with any of these anti-malarial drugs for something like coronavirus protection, it's also very important for testosterone. Unfortunately, it's very hard to get now because everybody's buying it because of the coronavirus. I've got one source of zinc. It's got 10 times higher levels of zinc than like shellfish, way higher levels than any of these zinc lozenges sold for immunity. And it's actually black ant extract. I get it from an herb website called Lost Empire Herbs. I stir a little bit of that in my coffee. Super potent source of zinc and really good for endurance and stamina as well. Funny. But
that's Logan Christopher.
Logan Christopher's website is where I get that stuff. Yeah. And so we've got creatine, we've got vitamin D, boron, minerals, and zinc. And then the last one, you don't want to use this if you're competing in an anti-doping associated sanctioned sport. But prior to using exogenous testosterone, you should consider it. That would be DHEA. Sometimes guys notice that bump up in testosterone just from 25 to 50 milligrams of DHEA, which is easily accessible at Walgreens, CVS, Amazon, whatever. So DHEA is another one you can consider throwing into the mix.
Love it.
And those would all be natural nutrients to support testosterone. And then I mentioned electrical muscle stimulation, but there's one other kind of biohack to consider, and that would be red light therapy. There is some good evidence that somewhere between, the values range, but it usually falls between about 600 to 900 nanometers of red light concentrated for about 10 to 20 minutes daily on the testes, does a pretty good job at upregulating the mitochondrial activity, the Leydig cells in your testes. You can get one of these red light panels and shine it on your balls, or just take your clothes off and do a full body treatment, because it's wonderful for the rest of your skin as well. And there's one company I use called Juve. They sell these red light panels, and you can literally use those as a red light treatment. And there's actually some good data on those for testosterone. So let me think. That covers nutrients, some of the biohacks, some of the exercise stuff. Those would be, aside from just like controlling stress and sleeping well, those would be a few of the biggies. One other thought I have for you, and I realize I'm going on, but maybe no. I'll answer some of your other questions in this spiel is, if you do decide you're going to supplement with testosterone, it shocks me how many doctors are still using injectable testosterone administered just a few times a week, like two or three times a week. That's a huge bolus of testosterone that in no way mimics the body's natural diurnal variations in testosterone.
Yeah.
So if you were going to hook up with a doctor and use like a testosterone replacement therapy, which I'm not opposed to, I would actually talk with them about using a gel or a cream that you would apply scrotally as like a microdose in the morning and in the evening, because that approach of all the different things like pellets or lozenges or injections, it seems to best mimic the natural diurnal variation in testosterone. So if you were going to use exogenous, I would go with a cream or a gel applied scrotally morning and evening.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, it's good information. I love that you the riffing, man. That's I love it. That's how I love to get information. A lot of guys do. What about recovery? How's recovery? You know, specifically these guys who are in their 40s or 50s or 60s who can't, you know, train like they used to, but still want to have that sustainability of workouts, you know, 3 to 4 times a week for the rest of their lives. Where does recovery come in? Not just in the body, but also in testosterone and your testosterone production.
Yeah, the main thing is that we know that high levels of cytokines and CRP can decrease testosterone, probably due to that same kind of like survival, I'm stressed out, my body's getting damaged type of mechanism that would, from an ancestral standpoint, Penny, in very rough terms, keep you from wanting to have babies, keep your body from wanting to propagate the human race in a time of damage or stress. Mm. And so when we're talking about maintaining fitness or hypertrophy, while managing and mitigating inflammation, especially with age, there's 4 things to consider. 2 from an exercise standpoint and 2 from more of like a supplementation standpoint. From an exercise standpoint, I would highly consider, and I do this with a lot of my clients, especially my older male clients, blood flow restriction training, right? So the use of KOTSU or blood flow restriction bands, which allow, essentially, you're trapping a bunch of blood in the muscle, cutting off oxygen, building up lactic acid, all of which triggers satellite cell response and mitochondrial proliferation. So you get a fitness response, but the magic part of it is it occurs without appreciable amounts of inflammation compared to what you get from, say, like a CrossFit workout or a heavy weight training session. Right. So it's almost, it's very cool. You can do body weight training, lightweight training, use the blood flow restriction or the KOTSU bands on your arms and or your legs.
Right.
And that allows you to exercise pretty frequently and get the hypertrophy and the mitochondrial response without the damage. The second would be, because you're not going to get super strong with that method because it's all kind of body weight, lightweight type of training when you're doing that, because you can't use heavy weights. There's not enough blood flow to go around. Right. But the other form would be super slow training. I also utilize that. So a lot of my clients, they'll be doing like 2 blood flow restriction band trainings a week, and then 2 super slow strength training sessions, which is like single set to failure. There's a good book about this called Body by Science by Doug McGuff, where you're doing like 1 single set, super slow, 20 seconds up, 20 seconds down for 5 different moves, like chest press, shoulder press, row or pull up, squat, and then some kind of like a pull down type of motion or an overhead press type of motion. So all compound lifts, super slow, single set to failure. That also has allowed a lot of my older male clients to get super fit and super strong without injury and excess inflammation. So those are 2 forms of training that I like to be able to train pretty hard, but also be able to recover more quickly and decrease risk of injury. The other 2 things I would consider would be, we know that especially with age, endogenous antioxidant production decreases. That's why a lot of these studies that have shown that antioxidant supplementation post-exercise seems to blunt the fitness response. But what a lot of folks fail to tell you is that that primarily occurred in the younger populations, not the older populations.
Okay.
So I'm not against the use of, or the increase in use of antioxidant supplementation, like a lot of these polyphenol and flavonoid powders, green supplements, et cetera. It appears that especially for older trainees, those come in really handy, and those can get rid of a lot of the inflammation. The only ones I've seen some data, even in older populations, you'd want to avoid would be very high dose synthetic vitamin C or synthetic vitamin E post-workout. I don't know a lot of guys who are doing that, but that would be what you'd want to avoid, is high vitamin C or vitamin E. The other thing to consider is that when you're looking at protein repair and muscle repair, amino acid bioavailability is going to decrease with age because your proteolytic enzyme production decreases with age. It's just a fact of aging. Yeah. That's why I think as you get older, it just becomes all the more important to chew your food, to eat in a very parasympathetic state, to be grateful and mindful of your food, et cetera. That's important for anybody, but especially as you age, because you don't make as many digestive enzymes. But I also think that the use of a good digestive enzyme complex prior to pretty much any protein-containing meal is a good idea for especially older trainees or older men or women. And so there are good supplements out there. Thorne has a good digestive enzyme supplement for protein-rich foods, like a big steak. Another company called Masszymes, they have a really good protein digesting enzyme. My company, Keon, we don't sell any digestive enzymes, but we do make a really popular amino acid formula that allows you to get a bunch of bioavailable amino acids that don't require protein digestion. We found that a lot of people really like that because they're getting all the benefits of like steak and eggs without necessarily the digestive process or the relatively poor bioavailability of protein, especially as you age.
Right.
So the use of something like an essential amino acids complex, it's a good idea in the range of 10 to 20 grams per day. Collagen would act similarly, like using a little bit of collagen. But basically, long story short, is you're looking at protein bioavailability and increasing that. So answer to that question is blood flow restriction training, super slow training, antioxidant supplementation, and enzyme slash essential amino acid supplementation.
Awesome. That's awesome. Again, gold information. Let's talk about joints, because as we get older, even before we start a workout routine, if we haven't worked out for a long time, you know, knees, lower back, shoulders, you know, the joints start to scare a lot of guys into not wanting to even start a workout program. They always use that. I find that they always use that as their number one excuse. Oh, well, I've got, you know, knee pain, or I got this, or I got that. Meanwhile, they've never had a knee injury. It's just the knee pain that could be from weight or could be from lack of movement. What are some things we can do to help, you know, grease the grind in the joints and get us healthy as we get older?
Yeah. I'd say again, four things. If you could tick a few of the important boxes. Number one is traction. You read a book like Kelly Starrett's Becoming a Supple Leopard. He gets into this idea of a strategy like voodoo flossing, inversion tables, hanging from like yoga trapeze or gravity boots, anything that's separating the space between the joints that really allows for this steep bleeding of synovial fluid into the joint. And I typically do some form of traction on any muscle that's feeling it, whether it's putting elastic bands on the elbow or wrist, and then attaching the other end of the elastic band to a squat rack, and then walking away from it until the shoulder's under tension, and doing traction on the shoulder, hanging upside down for traction on the low back and the hips, hanging from gravity boots for traction on the ankles and the knees. So traction is one thing. And you know, it's just something you could work into like a morning routine, for example, or a pre or post-workout routine. The next would be kind of similar to that, fascial integrity. And, you know, this idea that there was actually a really good book. I recently interviewed the author of it. It was called, I think it was called Hydrate, I believe. But anyways, it gets into this idea that the hydration of the tissues is really important. So, of course, water and mineral intake and, you know, consuming a lot of well-hydrating foods is important. But then the other thing is that I'm just trying to retract my thoughts here on the hydration piece. Oh yeah, the fascia. So we know that the fascia almost operates as kind of like it's really, really interesting. It's something that wraps every muscle in a sheath, but it also appears to be able to carry almost like an electrical charge based on a principle called piezoelectricity. And I dug into this pretty hardcore in the podcast that I did with this gal. But what it comes down to is that rolling something over and over again over that fascia or massaging that fascia actually allows the movement of water to throughout different tissues in the body, including dehydrated tissues and joints. And so a frequent practice of foam rolling, a weekly or a biweekly massage, anything that really gets the fascia moving. Matter of fact, I just walked past it, so I'll show you that this is an obstacle that I built in my backyard. It's one of those over under log workout apparatuses that you'd see as like a military obstacle.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But I'll come out on this a couple of times a week, and you roll under one log and over the next. And the cool thing is, it's like really masochistic foam rolling. It's amazing. Yeah. For the core.
Yeah.
But that's an example of something I'll do. So, you know, I'm foam rolling or doing some form of like self-inflicted deep tissue therapy.
Right.
Almost every single day. And so that's number two. And then number three, I already mentioned, but this idea of collagen and elastin integrity is super important for the joints. So what I said earlier about amino acids and collagen definitely applies. And I think one of the best ways to get both the hydration and the collagenous component is bone broth.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have a daily bone broth practice, like 2 to 3 good solid cups of bone broth a day.
Yeah.
It's just amazing for the joints. That's one of also like those doctrine of signature things where nature gives us clues, right? You cut open a pomegranate or a tomato and they look like the atria and ventricles of the heart. They also happen to be fantastic for cardiovascular function. A walnut, when you cut it open, looks like a little brain, really good for DHA and brain function. And bone broth is amazing for the joints and the bones, as is like if you have like a whole organic roasted chicken, chew the knuckles off the bone, suck the marrow out. Once you finish it, toss that giant chicken carcass in a crock pot. This isn't something you got to be a Michelin star chef to do. Pour a bunch of white wine and vinegar and lemon juice and water over it. Throw any spices you want in there, like turmeric or black pepper or ginger, which is amazing for the joints. Ginger and comfrey, by the way, if you look at the way those grow, they look like joints. They look like knuckles. Another perfect example of compounds that are amazing for the joints. We can throw all this stuff into a bone broth, let that simmer for 12 to 24 hours on low heat in the kitchen. You got yourself some fantastic bone broth. I buy it too. There's one company called Kettle and Fire that I like, and make a good organic bone broth. So collagen and elastin components, particularly from something like bone broth and bones, knuckles, bone marrow, stuff like that, super good for the joints. And again, that's one of those things where nature gives us clues. You eat bones or drink bones, good for your bones.
Totally.
And then finally, you know, I've been knee deep in the research on this for the latter part of 2019. We actually decided at Keon to dig into all the actual human clinical research, not rodent research, not like you'd have to take 8 pounds of this to actually get an effect research, but actual research on doable components that would support specifically the joints and mobility and recovery. And we came across three things. One is one's called IUFlex. It comes from an Ayurvedic medicinal plant called amla. Mm-hmm. One is tumorosaccharides, which you get from turmeric, but it's not curcumin. It's a different component of turmeric. And then the last one is serrapeptase, which is kind of like a oral enzyme or an orally available enzyme. And we blended all those together in the exact doses used in human clinical research and made a product called Keon Flex. And you don't want to take it with food because those enzymes will break down the food instead of working on your muscles and your joints. But if you take like 3 or 4 of those on an empty stomach before you go to bed at night, game changer for the joints. So that's another one that I like that, and it's fresh in my mind because we just got done formulating it. So that one's called Keon Flex.
Is that available right now?
Yeah. Yeah. We it just became available in the past couple months.
Cool. That's awesome, man. So we've hit nutrition, we've hit workouts, we hit recovery, we hit supplementation and joints. Before we go, here's the last question, because I'm sure you get to ask this so many times. Motivation. How do guys get started? How do guys get motivated? Specifically now with what's happening in the pandemic, a lot of people are taking this negative and, going the opposite direction of their health. What can you give them? What nugget can you give anybody? Get started.
I'll tell you three things that motivate me. Give you three things. So number one is every Sunday night, I write down my entire week and review my entire calendar, meaning I write down which workout I'm going to do on Monday, which workout I'm going to do on Tuesday. I make sure I know that none of those are interfering with any calendared meetings. And I'm not going to get to that day and realize, oh shit, you know, I planned for a 1 hour long hike with my family, but I've got, you know, consults all day. I should have planned a 15 minute workout on this day. So I carve out time on Sunday night, just plan it all out. Matter of fact, and this is just a cool tip for folks, is I have 2 hours of me time every Sunday where I can just go into my office with no actual work, right? It's just my time to, I could read the Bible, I could pray, I could meditate, I could journal, I could work on some guitar song. It's like my buffer time, right? So, and I also do my calendaring during that time. So sit down at the beginning of the week, I like a Sunday for this, and just make sure you know what you're going to do and when, because something that's written down is more likely to be accomplished and something you feel more motivated to do. And there's also a dopamine reward when you turn around and check it off after you've done it. Number two is, and this is kind of woo-woo, but it's important, is know your purpose, you know, like know your why. You know, I did, for example, like the Navy SEAL training with Mark Devine at his SEAL Fit camp, and it is called Kokoro. And they encourage you to know your why, to know your purpose, know why you're there. And you always knew the people who had a really strong why, because they just would get through anything, right? Yeah. Like, I'm here to honor my father who died of cancer. Or I'm here because, you know, I suffered from autoimmune disease until I was 20 years old, and I finally decided I'm going to make my body harder to kill. Or, you know, for me, it was, I want to come back home to my two little boys and show them that dad's capable of being strong and doing something really hard so that I could inspire them to greatness, right? So every time the going got hard, I would just close my eyes and imagine my two little boys. Mm-hmm. And so knowing you're like, don't just train to train, right? Like, have a purpose behind every session, have a purpose behind every meal even, right? So really get your purpose, get your why down, and know, okay, I'm doing this because 3 months from now, I want to be able to whatever, pass the Russian kettlebell certification or do a sprint triathlon or deadlift my body weight times two, you know, whatever it is. Have your goal, have your purpose, have your why. And then the last one, to go straight from the woo-woo to the more practical and seemingly dumb but highly effective. Anytime I'm feeling down and low on energy during the day, I don't as much turn to like supplements, pick-me-ups like caffeine, nicotine, stuff like that. I take a cold shower or I jump in a cold tub or a cold pool. And 1 minute of just like intense cold, doesn't have to be some 20 minute ice bath, something like that. 1 minute of intense cold, man, you're just like on fire to go get shit done after. Mm-hmm. There's something about cold that just, it turns you on and makes you highly productive. So, you know, that's something else that I would consider would be strategic use of cold therapy as a motivator. And it sounds dumb, but I mean, it works like gangbusters.
Yeah, man. It all three of those are absolutely incredible in our brotherhood. You know, every Sunday we do accountability. So exactly what you said, make them carve out what they're going to do for the week. They write it down, they post it in the brotherhood so they can stay accountable. The why is how we start off the whole program. You know, to get that why is important to get you through the times we feel like throwing in the towel. And
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, like that's the window to my office right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And sorry about the Legos.
No worries.
My boys are out here this morning. But this is my cold pool right here, right? So literally, I can I just broke a Lego castle. I can walk out the door of my office, jump in the cold pool, towel off, put my shorts back on, and go back inside and keep working. So yeah, I keep this thing at like 33 degrees, and it's just like, boom, I'm ready for another couple hours of hardcore work when I do that.
That's awesome, man. Listen, Ben, thank you so much, man. This has been an absolutely incredible experience. We learned so much from everything that you you taught us right now. How can we get a hold of you? How can we reach you? How can these guys reach you? Websites, everything.
I just wrote a 650-page book. It's jam-packed with a ton of this shit. That's at boundlessbook.com. It's called Boundless. Upgrade your brain, optimize your body, and defy aging. I think it's going to be a great read, and there's some really good chapters on testosterone, anti-aging, and muscle gain. Also, like I mentioned, I have a supplements company where I formulate all stuff I'll stand behind that I'm super proud of. And that's at getkion.com, spelled a K, getkion.com.
Perfect.
And then finally, I do all my articles, all my podcasts every single week, two times a week, 90-minute podcast comes out with a scientist or a researcher or a physician, et cetera, just like super smart people. And that's at bengreenfieldfitness.com.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much, Ben. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you. And yeah, man, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Cool. Thanks for having me on, man. And just shoot me a note when it comes out, and I'll be sure to let people on my end know, because I like to get the word out about good people like you.
Absolutely, man. Thanks. All right, appreciate it.
Later.
Take care, brother. Take care.
Later.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.